What kind of a plane can land on a runway only 350 feet long? Well, very small ones, of course. Nina Galen spent some time with members of a model plane club who were flying their craft behind the Lincoln Walmart.
Not mud or snow can keep members of the Lincoln Sky Knights from enjoying their sport, flying radio-controlled model planes. This club of 154 members is a chapter of the Academy of Model Aeronautics, or AMA, an organization of some 300,000 to 400,000 members worldwide, based in Muncie, Indiana. Flying model aircraft takes a certain commitment of time and money, from a weekend to put together a simple kit, to up to a year or more for some of the larger scale aircraft. This represents an investment of about $300 for a basic kit, radios and motor, to around $2,000 for one of the more sophisticated models. Sky Knight member Paul Cooper says the challenge of the sport is getting them up and down in one piece. One winter day, Cooper brought three planes to the airfield, including a PT-40.
I had another PT-40 just like that one that we had a midair out here earlier this summer. Totaled it out.
Was the visibility poor that day?
No, it wasn't very good visibility. The only real good consolation of it was my airplane came down in bigger pieces than the other airplane did.
Wayne Wehan has been flying models for about 5 years. The most impressive of his planes is an F-14 Tomcat.
It looks good, it flies fast, and that's how I like my airplanes to be, you know, fast and good looking.
The prop-propelled Tomcat is fast at about 100 miles an hour. Wehan says it's easy to control, but admits he crashed a lot of planes while learning to fly.
First, you start out with a high wing, which is a trainer. It's really stable at low speed, so you can see what you're doing. But then once you get better and better, and then you go to the more advanced, which is that one, and it's, to me, it's really easy for me to fly, but to a lot of people who just started out flying model airplanes could be really hard.
There are only two women in the Sky Knights. Helen Rorke was introduced to the sport by her husband, who's taught her a lot about the mechanics of model planes. But while a good knowledge of mechanics can help a plane get off the ground, it can't always keep it aloft.
And I was learning to fly. I'd only been up in the air maybe half a dozen times. And I was flying a Sundancer that I had made. I had made this Sundancer, and I really liked it a lot. And I was flying along, and crash, here was another plane.
The other plane was Paul Cooper's PT-40. Rorke's Sundancer came down in smaller pieces than the PT-40, but she, too, found some consolation.
But I did salvage some of my plane. About 2 months later, when we were looking for another plane that had crashed, somebody said, oh, here's something. They pulled it up out of the corn stalks, and it was the other half of my wing.
In addition to flying, the Lincoln Sky Knights organize special events, both on and off the field. Sunday, February 19th, they'll hold their annual auction fundraiser at the Union College Gymnasium. Mike Tracy, the club secretary, says the auction is a good time for potential hobbyists to get into an exciting sport.
We also do some night events where we come out and fly at night. Some of the planes have lights on them. Other people use a spotlight and try to keep track of the plane. And we do some events like a balloon break. And we try to do a little limbo with the airplanes and go underneath of a ribbon. We also have a ribbon cut. And occasionally we do a little combat where we put a ribbon on the tail of the plane and try to cut the other person's ribbon. Usually ends up in several wrecked aircraft, but everyone has a lot of fun.
Wrecks are seldom catastrophes. To model plane enthusiasts, repairing their aircraft is half the fun. And hey, whatever the damage, the pilot always survives the crash. For Nebraska Public Radio, I'm Nina Galen.
What happened?
Prop nut came loose.